our forest, and alternative energy. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Traditionally, we think of corn, ethanol, and other crops that can be converted into alternative energy, but Tennessee's vast forests might also someday be used for biomass. Chuck Denny reports.
Can you name the state that has more species of trees than any other? That would be Tennessee. We have over 14 million acres of forest land, and almost twice as much wood grows each year than is harvested. Some of that wood is for paper and furniture, but are trees a potential energy source?
Certainly. We have a lot of waste wood products from the harvest of our woody crops that are left in many cases that could go into biomass.
Dr. Bob Hayes is with UT's West Tennessee Research and Education Center. Here, scientists are studying trees like these 80-foot sycamores growing for two decades and the potential to turn parts of them into biomass.
Sycamores are very adapted to this area, to the Mid-South, to a lot of our bottomlands. They are fast-growing. The original study down here was biomass production on marginal soil. This was a kind of statewide project. We were comparing a number of species.
Results of the study show that sycamores perform well in soil not necessarily ideal for row crops. Pines also were good here, and that's encouraging for Tennessee landowners. The lumber industry has actually been using wood for biomass for a good while now. When a log goes to a sawmill, about half the product goes for traditional lumber, while the rest becomes paper, fuel, or energy. Nearly 800,000 tons of harvesting tree residue is produced in Tennessee each year, and UT experts say more of that could be converted to biomass. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Tennessee's natural resources fueling America. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.